Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 109, visible translated text is as follows. Frank told me to come to his office. I have never seen any cot or bed down in the basement. I refused to write for the police the first time. I told them I couldn't write. Cross-examination. I am 27 years old. The last job I had was working for Dr. Palmer. I worked for him a year and a half. I worked before that for Orr Stationery Company for 3 or 4 months. Before that, I worked for S.S. Gordon. Before that, I worked for Adams Woodward and Dr. Honeywell. Got my first job 11 years ago with Mr. S.M. Truitt. Next job was with W.S. Coates. I can't spell his name. I can't read and write good. I can't read the newspapers good. No, sir, I don't read the newspaper. I never do. I have tried. I found I couldn't and I quit. I can't read a paper right through. I can't go right straight down through the page, and that's the reason I don't read newspapers. I can't get any sense out of them. There is some little letters like dis and dat that I can read. The other things I don't understand. No, I can't spell dis and dat. Yes, I can spell school. I can't spell collar. I can spell shirts. I can spell shoes and hat. I spell cat with a K. I can spell dog and most simple little words like that. I don't know about spelling mother. I can spell papa. I spell it P-A-P-A. I can't spell father or jury or judge or stockings. I never did go to school further than the first grade. I went to school about a year. I can spell day, but not daylight. I can spell beer, but not whiskey. I couldn't read the name whiskey. No, I can't read any letter on that picture there. Exhibit estate. I can't figure except with my fingers. I know the figures as far as 8, as far as 12. I knows more about counting than I do about figuring. I don't know what year it was I went to school. I worked for Truitt about 2 years, for Mr. Coates 5 years, for Mr. Woodward and Mr. Honeywell about a year, and a pressing club about 2 years. Orr Stationery Company 3 or 4 months, Dr. Palmer about a year and a half, and then I went to work for the pencil factory. Mr. Herbert Schiff employed me at the pencil factory. Sometimes Mr. Schiff paid me, sometimes Mr. Gant, sometimes Mr. Frank. I don't remember when I saw Mr. Frank pay me off or how many times. I drawed my money very seldom. I would always have somebody else draw it for me. I told Mr. Holloway to let Gordon Bailey draw my money mostly. He's the one they call Snowball. The reason why I didn't draw it myself, I would be owing some of the boys around the factory and I didn't have it to pay. And I would leave the factory about 11:30 so that I didn't have to pay it. And then I would have Snowball draw my money for me mostly. I would see him afterwards and he would give me the money. Sometimes I would go down through the basement out the back way to keep away from them. The reason I let them draw my money, I owed some of them and some of them owed me. And I wanted them to pay me first before I paid them. I didn't want to get my money on the inside because I didn't want them to see such a little I was drawing to what they were drawing. I wasn't drawing.